The Bible says that you will reap in due season if you do what? Faint not. Do good. Now, to all men, it says you will reap in due season. The due season will come where the door will be opened up. But before that due season comes, what you should be doing is practicing helping others. He said he will take his wife to work. Since he didn't have any job, he will drive her to work, drop her at work. That's an act of service too. Some people, they might, you have no job. You can't drive anybody anywhere. Are you following what I'm saying here? Even trying to establish your lordship again on top of. So you drove, all right, to work, dropped her. And he said he now listened to her. When he's coming back, he will see cars that are broken down. He said, so by himself, just to be of help, he went to buy a thick rope that he could use to tie to cars and pull them. So his second work became helping people when he's coming back on third mainland. However, he said he was wise. The only people he helped were women, because so that he doesn't, you know, before he steals, you are helping. Or he looks at the size of the guy, and he knows that if anything happens, I can take this one on. So he will check the size, or it's a woman, all right? And then he will tie it. He said, and he will drag cars. That's the second work he was doing. He said, and he just helped them, that he had known that if I can help a stranger this way, one day a stranger will walk in and help me in this. That's why we said, follow peace, all right, and what? Holiness. You are praising him for the beauty of his holiness, but you extend goodwill unto all men. All right, look at what it says here. Straight, the next verse there. It says, straight, all right, which in heaven give God to them that ask him. Verse 12. It now says this, therefore all things whatsoever you want men to do unto you, the same do to them, for this is the law and the prophet. Then the next verse, it says, enter in at the what? Straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and there are many that go in therein. Verse 14, he says, but straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few people that do what? Find it. So how you treat other people. All right? How you treat other people. Okay? And your own praise of God. All right then. Having said that, I come to the message. This was just supposed to lay foundation, so we get to the message. I'll see whether I can do it in 20 minutes. James chapter 3 and verse 13. That's the real message I came to preach. James chapter 3 and verse 13. It says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? And the title of the message is, the love of God is wisdom in manifestation. So the love of God is not foolishness. Do you get what I'm saying? Not just, hey, love, I love, and then they are just treating you anyhow. I love, all right? That's not what we're talking about. We are not talking about supporting bad behavior. Do you get what I'm saying here? We are not talking about enabling people who are living wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, when Paul said, he that will not walk, let him not eat. If you read it in the custom and the historical aspect of that letter, this is the story behind it. People used to come as strangers, and the church, all right, had the responsibility to help them and to welcome strangers. But they now discover that people were exploiting that, which means that you just know that, because word goes around that people are really helpful. And people, human nature can be exploitative, yeah. All right, there was a time in this church we used to give flash drives for newcomers. We just realized that the numbers of newcomers was just skyrocketing. First 3 weeks we were rejoicing that God is really moving. But then we now notice that as the message is ending, is when they'll just be coming, walking, well, I won't say where they came from, because some of you may come from the place where they came from, so that you're not angry. But they'll just be coming in en masse here, all right? And while recording, first time I should be like that, then about 32, we said it's 76, 87. So when I saw the numbers, I said, I think it's flash drive that is the problem. change it, because it was my message, you used to put on flash drive, a series. Just change it to CDs. So put it there. So the person who was welcoming didn't know that we had changed it to CDs. So he was just saying, you have a flash drive and all of that. Next thing, everybody will also be, excuse me, this, how can a newcomer be saying that? You say, excuse me, to the person, there's no flash drive, it's a CD. They were collecting our flash drive and selling the thing. All right? So when you open your door like that, people can do what? Exploit it. So people will come. I said this during platform once, that a guy in church, you know, he said in Ife dead, and they were Christians, you know, and people can exploit that. And this friend came when they were cooking. He just happened to come. And they said, oh, do you want to eat? I said, oh, yes, he wants to eat. And then the next day again, at that very same time, he just happened to come in, and they would sit down and eat. And then they would cook again. They just noticed that, guys, what's up? It was always timed, the food. Now, what that means is that you move it back by 1 hour. So by the time he's coming in, you're already finishing the food. You see that the guy that used to stay for an hour will only stay 3 minutes and go. So there has to be wisdom, all right? Because even if you don't have, they will make you have wisdom. Because when you pray for them that despitefully use you, God will teach you how to walk in wisdom next time. Because people don't understand. When they say pray for them, they think that just have a go. God will teach you. Say, oh God, affliction doesn't come a second time. Okay? So they will come. So what Paul now taught them was anybody that comes in like that as a stranger, give him food the first day. Second day, ask him what he wants to eat. On the third day, ask him, which skill does he have? It's time to walk. Now, if he tells you that he doesn't have any skill to walk, you will go out, and any walk you find, you will give him. Even if it's to carry stones from one point to another, seeing you said you have no skill, this you can do. You have hands. Carry stone and cross. If he now says he is not doing, then he that will not walk, tell him food has been seized. Are you following what I'm saying here? It's just like someone's in the house, maybe brother, somebody's eating, and your son says, what? He says, I'm an entrepreneur. What? And he's eating the food. What? I have this idea, I'm an entrepreneur. After some time, say, oh, guy, entrepreneur. Listen to me. I saw I was coming back, I saw a school over there. They said, English teachers wanted. Go and teach and get some money. He says, but I'm an entrepreneur, don't worry. You can be teaching and be creating ideas and doing that. So the scriptures say, let's go back, James chapter 3, 13 here. It says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? So there is someone who is wise and who is endued with what? Knowledge. And let me tell you, this kind of knowledge comes in the pursuit of your goals. Because the Bible says that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. When the desire comes, is a what? Tree of life. He said, my son, eat honey and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul when you have found it. There shall be a reward, and your expectation shall not be cut off. So if your expectation is cut off, if your hope is deferred, if you are not reaching your goals as you want to, then it's nothing else but a lack of knowledge of what? Wisdom. Okay? So a woman taught her child, said there are three ways in which you can get money. You can steal it, all right? If you do that, you're going in trouble. You can inherit it. She said, you know, there's no money in this family, so inheritance is out. The third is that you can work for it. But she gave that child the key. Work hard, and when you fail, learn. Practice what you learn, all right, and work. If you fail, learn. Once you learn, practice again. And after some time, you'll get to success. In other words, it's not just hard work alone, but do what you know to do. When it doesn't work, you learn how to do it better. All right? It's when you get angry because you failed, that's where you fail. Do you get what I'm saying here? So you learn. You put it out there, then you learn. And then you put what you have learned to practice, then you learn more. You put what you have learned to practice, and after some time, you align perfectly there, all right? You've got the knowledge of wisdom. You are studying as you are doing it. You are reading and all of that. You get the knowledge of wisdom, and then. So it says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. And anybody who has learned, all right, is really meek. Because life will humble you in a way there. So by the time you have this wisdom, it is not wisdom and arrogance. You know, there's somebody in church who was, when she started working, she said she worked in this hotel and she was like front desk person. And when they come to do trainings, banks, all right, you will see the managers there coming and talking and all of that. He said, the owner of the bank, you just see him quietly behind. Is my room ready? No. All right. What? But the people that they have, what I tell you, this bank, all right. But the person who built it understands things because they have been tempered by things. There's a meekness about them. They too know that when they started this business, they were making some mistakes. So there's a compassion that they have. Once they see the willingness of somebody to do something, they understand it. All right? But it's the people that they called halfway that they gave them desk, gave them laptop. The generator was working. The diesel was there. They said, well, I don't really like my coffee this way. Those are the ones, all right, that the people that were drinking Gary and struggling, they are calm. All right? You understand what I'm saying? So if you engage life, you'll be very humble. So let him show the meekness of wisdom his works. Now, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. It says this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, is sensual, and is devilish. For wisdom that is above is pure, is peaceable, is gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy or compassion, full of good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Let me just skip all this. I just go to the point, one point here, and I will close with that. In Exodus chapter 1, because this will tell you what I just said. Exodus 1, and this is the crux of the message, verse 12 to verse 14. Now, a Pharaoh came that knew not Joseph, came to the throne and felt the Israelites were a threat to their kingdom. So he decided to do so. He said, all right, from verse 10, he said, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when they falleth out any war, they join also with our enemies, fight against us, so that they get them up out of the land. So he says, therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. Now, verse 13. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to now serve with rigor. And verse 19. And they made their lives what? Bitter with hard bondage. Now, once they got them to be bitter about the treatment they were giving them, they had nailed them. Now, once you get bitter, all right, about things that people are projecting on, circumstance around you, once bitterness gets into it, they got you. You are trapped. Now, some can say, well, they were treating them wrongly and all of that. But look at what God says here. This is tough, but this is the truth. And this is how you become wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. He said, I've sent you as sheep among wolves. Be ye wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. And this is what Christians need in the marketplace. We need strategic people who understand their assignment. Like Esther was in the courts of the king. And she understood her assignment. And there were things that they were doing. Listen, there were things that they were... You know, today I was meditating and I just saw it that... You know, people were shouting. And I think Satan was trying to bait Jesus when I really saw it. Because Herod killed John the Baptist. John the Baptist ordained Jesus into ministry and was Jesus' cousin. Jesus didn't say anything to Herod. He didn't say anything. Jesus didn't say, if it's today, they'll say he must speak truth to power. Did he speak truth to power? Satan was trying to bait him the way he baited John the Baptist. Because John the Baptist went to accuse Herod of marrying so and so and baited him into it. Now, you have to define what your assignment is. Are you here to die for the sins of the world or to dethrone Herod? You have to define what are you assigned by God. If you're assigned to take out Herod, that's your assignment. Then go and do that. But if you're not, that's you have to know what. So Esther was there. Look, there were things they might have done to some Jews. They slapped the Jew. Esther would keep quiet. Because if she talked at that time, that wasn't time. There are things that they might have done to provoke. That Satan wanted her to reveal her identity. And she just kept quiet and be looking here until the time came. That she was in the kingdom for such a time. All right, as this. And once people start getting bitter, out of bitterness, and I'm like, look, Satan has got you. See what God said. This is a strong scripture, but it's true. Look at Job chapter 35 and verse 8. Job 35 and verse 8. Thy wickedness may hurt a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the son of man. Look at verse 7. I think it said something in verse 7 before I got to it. Let's go to verse 7. Uh-huh. Now, it says, if thou be righteous, Eli was telling him, it says, what givest thou him? That means if you are living right, you are not adding anything to God. Next thing it says, or what receiveth he in thy hand? Now, we now told him, verse 8, thy wickedness may hurt a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the son of man. So if you are living right, people are profiting from your life. If you are living wrong, you are hurting people. That's why when he says, when the righteous are in power, the people do what? Rejoice. That word righteous doesn't mean born again. It means people that are, there are many born again wicked people. Do you get what I'm saying here? There are very wicked individuals who are very oppressive in the office. Okay? There are even wicked pastors that are anointed with wickedness. Uh-huh. So I hope you know that. So, all right? Thy wicked may hurt a man as thy righteous may profit the son of man. Verse 9. Now look at what he says. By reason of the multitude of oppression, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry by reason of the arm of the what? Mighty. Hear what God now said. But none saith, which means they are crying, God, we are being oppressed. He says, but none saith, where is God my maker? Who giveth songs in the night? Who teacheth us more than the beast of the earth? And makes us wiser than the fowls of heaven. He says, they cry, but none giveth answer because of the pride of evil men. Look how he says, surely God will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it. In other words, although thou sayest thou shalt say judgment, for although the person is crying, he says, you are not praying the right prayer. The right prayer should be, where is God that gives songs in the night and makes me wiser than the fowls? What you should be asking for is wisdom. That's why the Bible says that if there's bitter envy and strife, which means once you get into bitterness, is a lack of wisdom. What you should pray to God for and ask God, teach me to be wiser than the fowls of the air. I have a boss who is oppressing me. Teach me. How will I be wiser? Which means, because if you do that, and because the children of Israel came out of Egypt without learning that wisdom, when they were given their independence, they couldn't handle it. They said, let us go back to bondage. Do you get what I'm saying here? Somebody that's been oppressed, he says, I'm going to resign. God says, resign to what? Because you don't have wisdom to manage your own self. But if you are there, you ask God, grant unto me wisdom. And God begins to teach you things. Then you come out of that place being a wise person. All right? You don't shout. You don't talk. But you understand the game. Are you following what I'm saying here? And by the time you finish, they ask you, where did you learn all of these things? Are you following what I'm saying here? You go to God and you ask him, God, teach me that I might be wiser. That's what we need Christians inside the marketplace. Christians that are wiser than the fowls of the air. That are wiser than demonic forces. That are wiser than men. Which means you're there. And because you are wiser that way, you are gentle as a dog, but you are wise as a serpent, but you are harmless as a dog. You don't hurt anybody, but you are super wise. In other words, there's nobody that can come. So if you get wealth and they promote you, because of your wisdom, you know how to arrange your life. Are you following what I'm saying here? That you don't get exploited, you don't hurt anybody. Okay, you're not oppressive. If God says somebody becomes governor tomorrow, I hope you know that there are people rejoicing everywhere over your life because they feel that their time has come, which you don't know about. WhatsApp group of primary school, they are rejoicing we have broken through. Secondary school say we have broken through. Your fellowship in church, they are rejoicing broken through. Even the pastor may be saying that we have broken through, that our member is governor now. By the time they all come and make their demands, if you are not wise, you will create enemies from your family member to your village, from your village to your school, from your school, everybody will be your enemy. So you better know how to talk. Are you following what I'm saying here? What would you tell? And if you do what they say you should do, that they are trying to manipulate you as classmates, you are going to jail after that time. And when you end up in jail, they'll go to the house. I said, don't mind him. I was advising him. And they are the ones that pushed you into it. So you better be wise. Are you following what I'm saying here? Wise there can mean if you are driving what car can we say? Small Toyota Camry, for the sake of your own peace too, you don't change your car too. So when they see you, this useless man, governor, still driving Toyota Camry, then they know that he hasn't even helped himself. How can he come and help us? You change back. You wear your ankara. Those wear slippers. And you're a governor. And you have not changed your life. No, don't go and meet him. He can't, all right? But you to come. They change car. They say, okay, this is our proposal that we have for you. We can do this and do this and do that and do this. And as you finish that proposal, another one comes again with another proposal. And now comes again. Someone says, listen to me. My child is just in a desperate time. We need them. How much? You know, people like that, they don't even call something small. They just say, $257,000. And these are the same people who will be tweeting. Government is corrupt, but when it is their own person, are you following what I'm saying here? Aha. So, and that kind of thing, if God knows you are getting there, he knows you can just sleep at home and be a sad man. That why did I get this position? All my friends are gone. Everybody hates me. So he has to start teaching you wisdom. All right? As you are banking officer, he says, because he knows where you're going, put that terrible boss to make him or her grow. By the time you get to where you're going, do you understand what I'm saying here? In fact, you just know straight exactly what to do. Those who are getting chicken for Christmas, you know. Those who are getting goat for Christmas, you know. This is where it is stopping. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? You know. Okay? And there's a way and manner in which you do, or you even select the ones you know are capable and responsible. You can help those ones so that the rest now know that, look, he's a wicked person. It's those other ones that will say, he's not wicked. Something must be wrong with you too. The warfare now, you are not even knowing. You have people fighting for you in the WhatsApp group. Don't mind them. Wicked guy. Certainly, because then they will tell those ones too. Can't you remember when you stole pencil in school? Maybe that's why. But you have to have grown in what? Wisdom there. All right? Some of you marry, the in-laws will help you to learn what? Wisdom. When they show you like this, it's for you to learn what? Wisdom. Don't be bitter. Don't say, because you came to inherit what they invested in. Abi, you don't know you're inheriting them. They invested money in somebody, send the person to school. You just came with lipstick and this, carried and destabilized the man and took him away. They are following their investment. So you too will operate in what? Wisdom. Because your time too is coming. When you two will invest, and one woman too will come and shake. Say, if I swear for you, swear now. Hey, you know how to swear now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. And by the power of your spirit, we ask that you establish us in this truth and cause it to bring forth fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.